Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
You know, our next guest, he'd done it all before. You know, he's the voice of the Buffs. He's done everything. He has the voice of gold. You know, he lives in the mountains. He can kill a bear with his bare hands. But he finally got to the top of the mountain. He got to be on. He got to fill in for the show. Okay, maybe not. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Well, let me tell you this. I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with Colfax for a couple of hours last Tuesday. And right now, when Colfax told me, I don't know if you noticed it, I picked the phone up. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm putting a grill guard on a new truck that I bought. And let's just say that I'm saying some very unchristian words. I would much rather be sitting in the studio today with you and Colfax than I would be doing this, to be honest with you.
I mean, a lot of the times when we talk to you, Mark, you know, you're out and about, you're out in the wilderness, you're doing something crazy, and I'm always jealous because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't do that. But then I realize I'd probably be dead in the first, like, 5 minutes of being on a journey out there. I want to do it so badly, though.
Oh, man. Well, this is the one thing I'm not very good at, I'm not very mechanical. I mean, I'm dumb enough to try all the time, and I get in there and do stuff and put a new starter in the truck or whatever it is, but today I'm messing with this thing, and let's just say that the truck and the grill guard are winning. I'm not doing very well here.
Well, you know, we're happy we can give you a little break. And again,
we appreciate
you stepping in. People loved having you on the show, and just a really, really honored to have you on the program all the time, but then to get you to fill in was outstanding.
Yeah, how was the vacation? Did you spoil that boy all week long?
It was good, yeah. A lot of bonding. We did like kind of a staycation type deal, but just great bonding. I know the park backwards and front, though, man. We went there. Of course, we can't drive. We want to walk. 95 degrees. We want to make sure we're walking. Raining back. And, of course, he decides, nah, I don't want to walk back. So
awesome.
So walking in the heat back very slowly, sweating, loving it, and then sprinting in the rain back.
Nothing like being a dad.
Gotta love it, man. It's great. It was awesome. It was awesome to take some time off. Good time to do it, too, because this is kind of July's kind of the weird calm before the storm. Once we hit August, Mark, and you know this more than anyone, it just seems like it never stops until really we get to March.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I was out roping on Sunday with some guys, and they were asking me about how long do you kind of get to relax like this? And I said, man, I've got one more weekend, or one more week, or a month, I should say now. I said, as soon as we hit August 1st, all heck's going to break loose, and then we'll have more to talk about, and we know what to talk about. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm excited. I was on campus the other day and ran into a few of the players and a few of the coaches and chatted with them a little bit, and I know they're jacked up about it. Right now it's just a lot of – coaches are taking a couple vacation weeks, I think, and the players are doing a lot of conditioning. Because we're right on top of it here.
Yeah, it's going to be like I said, last year was so strange. We were just thankful to have football. I don't think anyone really cared at what the quality looks like. Well, now we're at this point. Okay, and now it's time to see what these guys are all really about. You know, for better or worse, last year we could consider almost a bonus season with the way everything went down. So now we're looking forward, going, all right, now the true test stands in front of us. I tell you, though, I'm reading through this, Mark, and I'll admit this is from the enemy side to you guys. I pulled out the policies, name, image, and likeness from CSU, and I'm guessing a lot of the schools are the same. And I'm just kind of busting through. This is a lot of pages of different things that people have to pay attention to, media has to pay attention to, the teams have to pay attention to. How do you think that's going to – we saw the portal.
Yeah.
You know, that once that thing opened up, it's like, my goodness, there's a new person in there every second. Do you think this is going to go that way? Like, we're going to have deal after deal after deal, and it's going to be harder to get a hold of people and do these kind of things, do these interviews. Do you think that's going to take hold as quickly as the portal side did?
Well, it's interesting. I've talked with a number of people I know in the compliance world, not just at CU, but over my various stops. I've made some phone calls and just got a sense of people around the country. I've been around the country and said, what are you seeing? The phrase I continue to hear is the Wild Wild West. Well, let me tell you about one of the interesting aspects of this. And this was a conversation I had with a compliance person, not at CU, so this was somebody out in the, let's say, east of here, one of the stops I was at. And I said, we've got, because, you know, it was made very clear with all of this stuff that student-athletes cannot have agents. And I said, okay, well, let me understand this, though. They can have representation to help them market themselves. Yes. So I said, well, what's the difference between you know, a sports agent and a marketing agent. They said, well, sports agents have to be licensed. And I said, okay. And so I said, there's oversight with sports agents, correct? They said, yes. Is there going to be any oversight with these marketing people? No. Well, you can't tell me that that's not going to create a vulture-like situation where there's going to be a lot of people preying on student-athletes out there, making all sorts of promises. I'm just, listen, I still think, and you and I have talked about this, Brady, we know that there was probably some areas to compromise moving forward. And the more people I've talked to, the more say this is going to get wild. There's going to be a lot of people disappointed because everyone thought they're going to start making all kinds of money. Well, guess what? They're not. You know, Master P's kid, whoever that is, I guess he's some rapper, his kid signs a very large endorsement deal. Well, guess what? That's not because he's some football player or basketball player. It's because he's Master P's kid.
Sure.
You know? And so when you've got people like that with famous parents, it's going to benefit them. I think the average Joe and Jane student-athlete out there probably aren't going to have much opportunity. They might get a little bit of deal. I know the, you know, the cameo thing where they're allowed to do videos and charge $25-$30 for, you know, saying happy birthday to somebody. That might get, make them a couple of bucks. But this is a bizarre situation, and there's no oversight, and there's no you know, standard set of rules around the country. Every state's going to be different. This is really interesting. And ultimately, and I said to one of these people I was chatting with, I said, what about from a tax standpoint? Because I know that I had one person tell me that they were trying to get all the, in fact, every university is doing this, trying to get their kids to sign off on a waiver. Now, what the waiver's for is if they take a team photo and they put the schedule on it and put it up in businesses around Greeley, right? Well, if a kid doesn't sign off on that, the school can't do it because that's his or her name, image, and likeness. And so they were getting like 5% of the students responding to something, and all they had to do was electronic. All they do is click yes or no and then do the digital sign and you email it back. And I'm thinking to myself, we can't get 18, 19-year-old kids to do that, but we're going to expect them to take care of their tax records? I mean, this is really going to be a fascinating thing moving forward.
Yeah, and hopefully they can edit some of that because, you know, with that side of it, I look at it and say, can you not get that in scholarship somehow? Can it just say, hey, we're going to be able, you know, for a billboard for us, not promoting Under Armour or Nike or whatever, but just flat out the school that you're receiving the scholarship from. That should be somewhere in the writing, and maybe that's part of the commitment. Hopefully that's something that they edit throughout. Because you're right, a simple picture, you already give them one when you're taking your photos with them. They're going to have it anyway.
Well, that's the thing. And now here's some of the interesting aspects of this. So from what I understand, here in the state of Colorado, this is the way I understand it in our state, so CSU and CU would both apply here, that you cannot, if you're a student-athlete, sign a deal. So if Bob's Bike Shop is a big sponsor of the Buffaloes, Timmy Smith can't sign a deal with Bob's Bike Shop because you can't have a conflict there. You couldn't, you know, like the pros, guys will wear various athletic gear. So being CU's a Nike school, for example, a student-athlete could not sign with Under Armour and wear their shoes. So there are some guidelines in that regard where you can't have conflicts. A student-athlete, if they do an endorsement for somebody, can never wear anything that has the university logo on it. Okay, you see that? You know, Denver Broncos every once in a while will do something. One of the guys will do something, and they'll be wearing an orange and blue jersey with no insignia on it. And so that would be the case under these circumstances as well. And so there's really a lot of unknown out there. Everybody I talked to said the same thing. We know about 10% of how this is going to work. Everything else is just kind of, you know, shooting in the dark right now.
Now, Mark, and maybe you already kind of answered this in a roundabout way, but does the school and whoever these reps are going over this, do they have to approve? Like, if it's a questionable business, or, you know, something that's I don't know what the liquor and marijuana and all that stuff, but just say it's a questionable business. Maybe there's a questionable reputation out there that a lot of people know about. Can the school go, hey, no, that's a bad look for us, or is this wide open?
Well, depending upon what state you're dealing with, my understanding is here in Colorado, things like if you're underage, alcohol, so you couldn't do a liquor store. Marijuana dispensaries. I understand you can't do that. I'm not sure about gambling at this point. I'm not sure about that. But there are some guidelines and some varying things in that regard. And so, you know, it's very broad-based right now, and everyone's trying to figure out exactly how this is going to work. You know, it's really fascinating, Brady, and I'm worried for the kids because, You know, I like everyone, you know, the other side always says, well, you know, they should be able to make some money off their name, image, and likeness. Yeah, they should. But, you know, the one thing that's really great about society is that what we have learned is that people have to grow into those levels of responsibility. You have to have some knowledge base. You got to be educated. You got to have some experience. You just don't go from 0 to 60 automatically, you know, and that's kind of what we've done with a lot of these kids. And so I'm just worried that a lot of them are going to get in some sort of issue from a tax standpoint. They're going to get involved with people they don't want to be involved with because no one's overseeing, you know, who exactly is talking with them. And so there are a lot of I think, very questionable areas within this.
Yeah, and I love what you said, 0 to 60, because I'm reading the title, Policies Regarding Name, Image, and Likeness. Like, it's already here. It's right here. Right. There's deals being done left and right. And if maybe this would have been something we were working on for the past 10 years or so, then who knows? Maybe it gets easier to have someone at each school is responsible for, okay, we're overseeing this. We're helping you out. You can't, you know, we can't make it the wild, wild west. We've got to make this thing a little tighter.
You know, we have watched, I was on a different show the other day, and we got talking about this, and it just struck me. I said, you know, we can look through all the areas of entertainment. I mean, look what the deal that Britney Spears is going through right now. It's getting all sorts of pub, right? There are a long laundry list of people who were child stars who had just, you know, taken advantage of, and now they're paying the price as adults through, you know, different emotional issues and all, you know, addictions and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the industry is littered with that. And one of the things I've always really lamented about that is we've taken children, young people, and we've thrust them into fame and fortune, which they're not prepared to handle. In fact, by the way, most adults aren't prepared to handle it. And it has negatively affected them. And I'm just afraid what we've done here is, you know, that the same concept, and it's all, in my view, it's all been driven by greed, and that's what bothers me about it, because there were student athletes being very well taken care of, being benefited in many different ways, what they're getting from a scholarship standpoint, growing up and starting to figure things out and gaining responsibility and all those things that you take to learn that help you become an adult. And now we said, you know what, we don't need those, let's just give them fame and fortune. And, you know, we recruit them like stars. Why, somebody else, a friend of mine brought up the other day, what's going to happen for, you know, said student athlete when they find out somebody, you know, signs a big deal, a $500,000 deal, $1 million deal or something like that? You don't think there's going to be opportunities for, you know, somebody to take advantage of that, or somebody to get mugged on campus because they know who's got the money now? When you're a student athlete, no one's got money, right? Under normal circumstances. Now we know that said student athlete's got all kinds of money. It's been all over the place. And guess what? Unlike NFL and NBA players, they're not going to have enough money to hire security and all those kind of things. So this thing's going to get really interesting, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, too. There's a lot to think about. And that's why, in whatever side you were on, that's why going from 0 to 60 is so interesting, because we went from, you know, the Supreme Court ruling that really wasn't directly on this, but we knew what it meant, to bam, the next day almost, it's done. Here we go. Here's the policies. So a lot to navigate through for sure. Mark, my friend, hey, good luck with your project. It's getting warm out there, I believe. Anyway, that's what the people on the outside tell me. So be careful and plenty of fluids and just count to 10. Just count to 10 when you get really mad.
I got to about 1,500 and still hadn't settled down. So, but that's good advice, though. All right, my friend.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark Johnson. That's the voice of the Buffs. He is the guy on the Buffalo, by the way. I'm pretty sure that was him. You know that gif that goes out where the dude's like, he's got the beard and he looks at someone and he does that nice little nod? Mm-hmm. That's got to be. Is that not Mark somehow?
That's definitely Mark.
He's the guy on the Buffalo. I just picture him riding a buffalo around in the mountains, jumps off, kills a bear with his... Is that politically correct? Kills a bear with his bare hands.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Are we supposed to kill bears? I don't think we're...
If they're killing you.
If they're killing you.
Yeah.
It threatened his dog or something, and he gets down and takes care of business. Like, I could see Mark doing that. Totally could.
Totally.
But, yeah, it's been fun to talk about a lot of this stuff with Mark, because he's in the know. He's inside, you know, and I know he wasn't a big fan of this. I am a fan of this. Although, Colfax, I'm starting to look at this going... Is it too much too fast? Is it too much of the wild, wild west? I was thinking more or less, you know, you get a pop out and you work with businesses. But, I mean, we're looking at some big-time deals here that are going to be scattered throughout. And I wish we would have got ahead of this before 10 years ago and we would have started regulating it a little bit tighter. Let's regulate this thing. Let's get some people that are in control of this. It's student resources. It's student athlete resources, and they help you through that process. You can't sign a deal without going through them. And those are things that I look at. It is getting wild pretty fast. It's interesting. I'm still for it. Still for it. 12:52 the time. We'll take a short break. Wrap up hour number one when we come back. Got a lot to get to. UNC Bears basketball. Kind of some cool news for them for an upcoming tournament. Well, in a few months anyway. More on Ed McCaffrey. Aaron Rodgers. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post writes, Rodgers would be a Bronco if Pat Bowlen were still alive. Your thoughts. We'll get to that throughout the day.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.